Parshas Yisro. When we learn Parshas Yisro, we cannot, of course, ignore the central theme, the central parsha in Parshas Yisro, which is, of course, the parsha of Matan Torah. I'd like to discuss a little bit tonight a bracha that we say every day of our lives. In the morning when we say Birkas HaTorah, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Asher bocharbonu mikol ha'amim v'nasan lanu es teirasei. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having chosen us from all the other nations. V'nasan lanu es teirasei, and He's given us His Torah. This is the bracha that we say every morning in davening. This is the bracha that we of course say when we go up to the Torah. There is a very, very simple and yet profound question that we need to address concerning this bracha. And it's one of these questions, it's such an obvious question, when you hear the question, you think, you kick yourself, and you think, why didn't I think of this question? So obvious. Asher bocharbonu mikol ha'amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all the other nations and gave us His Torah. So what's the obvious question? The question which is asked by Rabbi Yonos and Eberschitz in his prolific Sefer Ya'arei Tzivash, which I'll just add as an aside, I don't want to scare anybody, but in the introduction to Ya'arei Tzivash, says that Rabbi Yonos and Eberschitz, it's a collection of his drushes. Says his drushes used to sometimes go on for 6 or 7 hours. It's a stretch, but tonight we'll try and keep it short with Hashem. Either way, Rabbi Yonos and Eberschitz asks there, one second, the most obvious question in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us and gave us His Torah. He didn't. He offered the Torah to all the nations.
We chose
to take the Torah. Somebody else would have chosen it and they would have had it. We know it's Mefurash HaGemara, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, HaYechziro HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol uma veloshen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to all the nations offering them the Torah at Shabbat until finally he came to Klal Yisrael and they received it. This appears at greater length in Sifri in Parshas Zei Sabrocha, the very famous Sifri every nation was offered, to which they responded, what does it say in the Torah? So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it says Loi Siritzach, it says Loi Signoiv, it says Loi Sinoiv, and each nation says, well, if that's the case, we cannot cope. We can't take this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved on, went to Klal Yisrael, and of course they responded, Nasa v'nishma, and that was the end of the story. So how on earth, asks Rabbi Yonos and Eberschitz, can we say a bracha every single day in which we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us and gave us His Torah? But He didn't choose us. He offered it to all the other nations, and in fact, the Lashon of the Medrash seems to indicate that He actually offered it to us last. He came to Esau, and he came to Yishmael, and all the nations were offered. Luckily, they said no. But Rabbi Yonos said yes, then they would have got the Torah. So how can you possibly say, Asher bochar bonu mikol ho'amim? This is the question that Rabbi Yonos and Eberschitz asks. And I'd like to share with you, if I may, some suggestions as to what the terrors of that kasha may be. The first and most simple terrors is that if you look in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah in that base, the Gemara says that a Goyim eventually will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and will complain. And what will their complaint be? That why didn't you suspend Har Sinai over our heads like you did to Klal Yisrael? In other words, when we say that Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, Masa V'Nishma, but as we know, it wasn't that simple. It's a famous question. If they already did accept it, then why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dangle Har Sinai over their heads? Places us this kasha. But either way, whatever the teretz is, clearly it wasn't that straightforward, and they did need to be, as it were, coerced into accepting the Torah. But that didn't occur to any other nation. So the goyim, in fact, come to complain, and they say, "Klum kafisa aleinu harke gigis v'loy kiblanua." Did you ever hang Har Sinai over our heads and we refused to accept it? That never happened. Kamosha asisa liyisrael, like you did to Klal Yisrael. So that L'chayre does answer our question. Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim v'nasan lanu es teirasei. He did in fact choose Klal Yisrael by virtue of the fact that he suspended Har Sinai over and above our heads, and that way, as it were, we were forced into receiving the Torah, which is not something that was done to any other nation. And in fact, I found that L'chayra Dvarim Mufurashim, the Gemara in Beitzach of Heyom Beis, says the following bizarre-sounding statement, and we'll get back to this later, Mishashem. It says in the name of Reb Meir, Mipnei ma nosna Torah liYisrael. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Torah to Klal Yisrael? And he gives a three-word answer. Mipnei, because Shehein Azin. What does Azin mean? Azin we normally associate with Azus, maybe the Chutzpah, or maybe the Mishnah of Azkanomer. Azus. We had a Midah of Azus, which, as I mentioned, perhaps we'll get back to a little later. But either way, it says, why did Klal Yisrael, why were they selected, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Torah? Because of a particular Midah that they display. And the Marashah, over there in that Gemara, says, what do you mean? I don't understand the question. What do you mean? Why did he give the Torah to Klal Yisrael? He offered it to everybody. We were the only ones who said yes. So what was the Shaila of the Gemara? How can the Gemara ask, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Because we said yes, and everybody has said no. So it's as simple as that. Says the Marashah, no, what the Gemara means is, why were they the only ones to be forced, having Har Sinai dangled over their heads? That did not occur to any other nation. That's what the Gemara was discussing. So you see quite clearly that what? That Klal Yisrael were treated in a unique manner. They were the only nation about which you can say, Kofo Aleim Har Kegigis, Har Sinai was suspended above their heads, literally at that point. That only happened to Klal Yisrael. So if that's the case, then perhaps we do understand the bracha after all. Asher bochar banu mikol ha'amim, we were chosen. How so? V'nosa lanu esteroso, we were forced into it, and a good thing for that as well. That is one possible approach. A second possible approach is to be found al pi the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi doesn't say this, but we're going to quote a piece in the Beis Halevi, and I think according to the way he explains very beautifully, a medrash, so we will understand and I think have a further answer to our question. The Beis Halevi, right at the beginning of Parshas Yitro, says as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he approached Klal Yisrael to inform them about the Torah, what did he tell them about the Torah? Says the Beis Halevi, he told them about all the various mitzvahs and the schar that can be accrued as a result of keeping those mitzvahs. He did not, however, initially tell them about all the aveiros and about the punishments that can be accrued if you transgress them. Because if he would have done that, then that perhaps would have put Klal Yisrael off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to discourage Klal Yisrael, he wants to encourage them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them there's many mitzvahs, there's lulav, and there's shofar, and there's brochas, and there's tefillah, and there's benching, and there's... And if you keep these mitzvahs, there'll be wonderful schar, b'olam hazeh, b'olam haba. What about the goyim? So this Halevi quotes the Medrash. And the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Ani pasalti kol ha'umos b'shvilchem. I, as it were, passed. I disqualified all the other nations for you. What does that mean, I disqualified them? Says the Beis Halevi, what do you mean you disqualified them? You didn't disqualify them, you offered the Torah to everybody. They all had an equal chance. Says the Beis Halevi, the most wonderful pshat. Because when the Goyim asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, well, it says in the Torah, if you blow shofar, you'll get schar. Okay, we'll take that. Yimatzon say the night, you'll get schar. If you sit in a sukkah, you'll get tzchar. He didn't say that. What did he say? It's all doom and gloom. Lo yisir tzach, lo yisig moi, lo yisimah, all the no's and all the don'ts. That's not what happened to Klal Yisrael. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's what the Medrash means. Postalti kolomas, I disqualified them, means I dissuaded them and I discouraged them, I put them off. By painting a very non-rosy picture about what the Torah is all about. That's what the Beis HaLevi says is a pshat in that Medrash. If that's the case, then I think we have a very simple answer to our question now. How can we say Asher Bochar Banu Mikolo Amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all the other nations and he gave us the Torah, but we said he offered it to everybody. Yes, but how did he offer it? We were the only ones who offered the Torah in positive terms. They were all offered the Torah in very negative terms. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really did, as it were, get them out the way, and that paved the path for Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah. How did he put the Goyim off? Loi this, loi that, loi the other. Oh, if that's the case, we'd rather not take the Torah. So how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose us? By disqualifying all the other nations. Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Amim, he chose us. From all the other nations, he first put them off, and then the Nosanon, the Torah. So, very simple, straightforward answer. The Beis HaLevi, as I said, didn't say this addition, but I'll pee the Beis HaLevi, we have, I think, a very simple answer to Rabbeinu Neivishitz's question. Perhaps one could suggest a third teretz. I saw a tremendous chiddush once in the Chasam Sefer at the end of Parashas Bamidbar. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, what we actually mean by that statement is very literal. It says, we literally heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to us. We obviously have no concept of what that means. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Klal Yisrael, at least verse 2 of the Aseret HaDibros. Says the Chasam Sefer, a tremendous chiddush, if the Goyim would have accepted the Torah, they would have had it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given it to them through a third party. He would not have given it to them b'chvoidoi uba'atzmoi. He would have done it through a malach, through a shliach. And I found the Ramban pretty much says the same. So if that's the case, I think we have another teretz to Akasha. Asher bochar bonu mikol amim. How did he choose us amongst all the other nations? Because the Nostam he gave. Who gave? He himself gave us Esterose. What do you mean? But he offered it to everybody. That's true. But had they accepted, he wouldn't have given it himself. He would have let the Malachim pass it on. Or he would have sent some other Shliach. A different translation. But what I really wanted to share with you is the fourth and final interpretation, perhaps, and I'm sure there are many truths into this Kasha. But a fourth Teretz, and I think this is very, very Yosevistic, and it's also based primarily on another piece of Beis HaLevi in this week's Parashah and Parashas Yisro. The Beis HaLevi is out to answer a very famous question. What is the famous question? The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to receive the Torah, there was a whole big fight there. Who was the fight with? The Malachim. The Malachim said, how can human beings accept the Torah? Why would you give it to them? So what was the answer? 1 second. You want to have the Torah? You want to eat matzah, stay the night? Did you go down to Mitzrayim? Were you slaves for Paro? You want to have a mitzvah of kibud av va'em? Do you have parents? You want to have the aveira of don't eat nevela? Do you eat? Not suitable for you. Fine, so Moshe Rabbeinu won the argument and we got the Torah. And of course, the Medrash is so puzzling, the Gemara is so puzzling. Well, what did the Malachim think then? What was their taina? Can human beings have the Torah? Who should have the Torah? Malachim, who never went to Mitzrayim, who don't have parents, who can't eat. The Torah is completely incompatible and unsuitable for Malachim. It is clearly given for human beings. What was Malachim's claim? Says the Beis Halevi, very, very profound, very esoteric answer. We can ask another question by way of introduction. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to the Goyim and he said, would you like to receive the Torah, please? We don't find the Malachim all of a sudden intervene and says, no, don't give it to them, don't give it to them. They said, Lo Sirtza. Phew, okay, we still have a chance. Then he went to the next nation, would you like, we don't find any medrash that says to the Malachim, came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to complain, you can't give it to Esav, and you can't give it to Yishmael. It seems to be they have no problem with that. But when it came to all of a sudden perhaps giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, all of a sudden the Malachim intervened. Why did they only get upset at the notion that Klal Yisrael were to get the Torah, but not so at the prospect of the Goyim receiving the Torah? So here comes the Yisod of the Beis HaLevi, which I think is worth spending a moment or two on. Says the Beis HaLevi, we have Torah Shebichtav and we have Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebichtav is the Torah, the mitzvah, the averas, as they are written in the Torah. And then there is Torah Shebaalpeh. Who wrote the Torah Shebaalpeh? Chachmei Yisrael. It's still being written until today. Such that a Tana or an Amora will decode and figure out and be machadish what the Torah really means, and that then becomes the emes. That becomes the emes. If the Chachomim of Klal Yisrael decide, by mechanisms of decoding the Torah, that this is what the Torah means, and this is what you're supposed to do, and this is what you're not supposed to do, that becomes the emes of Torah. Klal Yisrael become the custodians of the Torah. The medium by which they become the custodians is what's called Torah Shebaalpeh. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's what the Malachim got upset about. Do you know what the Malachim were upset about? Of course, we cannot be Mekayim the mitzvahs. How can a Malach eat matzah on the Seder night? Give that to Klal Yisrael, we have no problem with that. But that they should be the boss, they should be the arbitrators, they should be the ones to decide what the emes of Torah is, that we want to be kept firmly upstairs in Shemayim. Do you know why they never got upset when the Goyim were offered the Torah? Because the Goyim were never being offered that aspect of Torah. That's exclusive rights of Klal Yisrael. To decide the MS of Torah. The Goyim, at best, what were they being offered? Don't steal, kibbutz, sit in a sukkah. But not to decide the MS of Torah. So the Malachim had nothing to intervene about. That could have indeed remained with them. But when the Malachim came about and they saw that what? That the Klal Yisrael were about to be the adjudicators, they're going to now decide the MS of Torah. This is where the Malachim stepped in and they said, one second. The only ones who can truly judge, the only ones who can really decide what the MS of Torah is somebody who is kuloi ruchni, an absolute spiritual being, i.e. a malach, but not a human being. A human being with all his indulgences and his chumrius and his gashmius, he's not the one to be deciding the emes of Torah. That was their complaint. Says the Beis HaLevi, now we understand on Shavuos, what do we say? Zman, matam, what's the next word? Torah seinu. It doesn't say zman, matam, Torah. Matam, Torah seinu. It became ours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it and it became ours. Man matan Torah seinu. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's why we have two brachas. Asher bochar bonu mikol amin. And then we say, Asher Nosanonu Toiras Emes. Asher Nosanonu Toiras Emes. We are the ones who decide the Emes of Torah. Says the Beis Halevi in conclusion, listen to the most phenomenal teretz to the Mogen Avraham's question. When do we celebrate the Bishua? When do we have Shavuos? Which date of the calendar? Sixth of Sivan. That's when it falls out, on sixth of Sivan. Says the Mogen Avraham, if you make a cheshbon, we won't get involved in all the cheshbonis now, it actually turns out, depending on how we decide, in Yeridei, in Hukhaz Nidah, it's a whole complication, but actually it turns out that it's true. You have to celebrate Shavuos on Vav Sivan. That's true because that's 49 days on the 50th day from Pesach. But if you make a cheshbon, do you know when the Torah was given? Next day, Zayin Sivan. It's machlokes in the Gemara. But the way we pass in Halacha, it actually turns out that when was the Torah given? Zayin Sivan. So how on earth, on Vav Sivan, can we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu? I don't mind you celebrating Shavuos and you can have your cheesecake, but how can you say Zman Matan Torah Seinu? It wasn't. The next day was Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Do you know what the Beis Halevi says? It was phenomenal parents. Why was the Torah only given on Zayin Sivan, not on Vav? Why was it pushed off? Moshe Rabbeinu hoisif yoim echad midaitai. Moshe Rabbeinu pushed off Matan Torah a day. Can we believe that? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, here's the Torah. No, I'm going to push it off one day if that's okay. What gave Moshe Rabbeinu the right to push off Matan Torah one day? Do you know what the answer is? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu presented Klal Yisrael with the Torah and the right to be the judges and the arbitrators of the Torah. So if Chachmei Yisrael, the Milon Ugodim, Moshe Rabbeinu, decides that it's going to be pushed off one day, then that becomes the reality. When was that right given to Klal Yisrael? On Vav Sivan. It was predicted on Rosh Chodesh. But on Vav Sivan, that's when the Torah, as it were, was given to us, such that Moshe Rabbeinu could be Moisif Yain Echad Midaito. So on Vav Sivan we celebrate. This is the very profound principle of the Beis Halevi. That when we say the Torah was given to us, it's literal. The Torah was in fact given to us. In fact, the Gemara says in Brachos, it says, you know, look what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a different type of king to any other king. Why? Says the Gemara, normally what happens, if I have a beautiful table and I sell it to you, I get the money, but I'm upset that I lost my table. I don't have a table anymore. Says the Gemara, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. Even though he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not upset. He's very happy. I have a sefer at home called the Nachalat Yaakov, written by the Nesivos, the Chavos Das. And in his introduction, he says, one second, I don't understand what the Gemara means. If you sell your table, then you don't have the table anymore. That's why you're upset. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the Torah anymore? The Torah is still within. We now learn it. So the whole comparison doesn't really make sense. Says the Nesivos, no. He didn't just give us the Torah, he gave the Torah away to us. It becomes our property. Who decides the Emes of Torah? We decide the Emes of Torah. He gave it away. And this, of course, reminds us of the story in Bava Metzia, Pei Vav Amud Aleph. In Bava Metzia, Pei Vav Amud Aleph, this is so startling. This is so unbelievable. If the Gemara wouldn't say it, we'd never believe it. Wouldn't be allowed to believe it. The Gemara says, even the words are difficult to express. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia that Pei Vav Amud Aleph, there was a machlokes. There was a machlokes between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Amoraim, as it were, Rabbah Bar Nachmeini, concerning a certain issue of Tumah v'Tahara. all machlekes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's tahir. And the mastifs of the Rakia, there were those in Rakia, they argued kaviyachol, and they said it's tamim. Machlekes. I would have said, halacha kaHakadosh Baruch Hu. So it says, okay, which amoyer is present? It says Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was there present, Rabbi Babar Nachmeni, and he paskins, but it's Tohoy. And that therefore became the halacha. Sorry, excuse me, Tomei. He said it Tomei, and that became the halacha. It's an incredible thing. It says in the Ran. The Ran has a sefer, Droshes Haran, and he explains that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides, as it were, this is the halacha, but if down here in Olam Hazeh decided otherwise, that becomes the emes of Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally gave the Torah away. He gave the Torah away. What is the most famous example of this? Do you remember the story? The most incredible story in Bava Metzia, that Nun Tes on the base. It says there was the famous Tanur Shalachnoi. The famous oven. Why was this oven so famous? Because there was a whole question about whether it's Tomei or Tohu. So it says that Rabbi Eliezer was there, and Rabbi Eliezer paskened whatever he paskened, and he didn't accept it. The other Tanur didn't accept it. So Rabbi Eliezer says, if the halacha is like me, let this carob tree prove me right. All of a sudden, at an instant, the carob tree moved, got uprooted 100 amas, some say 400 amas. And they said, sorry, we don't accept proofs from a carob tree. He then said, if I am right, the halacha is indeed like me, then this river should prove me correct. All of a sudden, the river flows in the opposite direction that it always flows. Sorry, we don't accept a proof from a river. He says, if the halacha is like me, let the walls of the Beis Hamedrash prove me right. And all of a sudden, the walls caved in. They said, I'm sorry, the walls of the Beis Hamedrash cannot be considered a proof. All of a sudden, he said, fine. You didn't accept the carob tree, or the river, or the walls of the Beis Hamedrash. Surely you'll accept this. If I am right, let Shomayim prove my point. And a bas koil, a heavenly voice, emerged from Shomayim, and it said, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Came along Rabbi Yeshua and said three famous words. What were his three famous words? Loi Bashomayim. Loi Bashomayim. Loi Bashomayim. What does that mean, Loi Bashomayim? Kadosh Baruch Hu was the one who gave the Torah. Can't he decide what's supposed to be written in it? No, because he gave it away to us. Loi Bashomayim. Torah is not decided. The emes of Torah is not decided in Shomayim. It's decided right down here in Olam Hazeh. The reality, the emes of Torah, the emes of Torah is decided not in Shomayim, but the emes of Torah is decided right down here in Olam Hazeh, and that becomes then the emes la'amito, the reality. That becomes the reality. There is a famous story. I've told this in the past. There was a Yid in Volozhin, in the town of Volozhin, who became seriously ill. And all the doctors in his town gave up on him. He said, sorry, nothing we could do for you. Sorry, we've given up. And he found out that the only way that he could possibly have any hope of surviving could leave Volozhin and go to a faraway, distant city and perhaps seek advice from greater doctors, and maybe they'd be able to cure him. He has no choice, he's deathly ill. He's going to have to make this very difficult trip, a mysterious nefesh, leave his wife and family. He's got no choice. that night, the night before he's about to leave, his father comes to him in a dream and says, don't leave the lodging. Don't leave the lodging. He's freaked out. Don't leave the lodging. God nefesh. And he thinks to himself, should I? Shouldn't I? No, that's it. Koach nefesh, I'm not paying any attention to a dream. Next night, he's about to leave. The following morning, his father comes to him a second time and says, don't leave the lodging. Once again, he's very shaken up, but he decides, after weighing it all out, no, that's it. He has to leave, he has no choice. On the third night, he's about to leave now, on the third morning, his father comes to him once again and says, don't leave the lodging. This time I'll explain to you why. You are suffering, he said, from a very rare disease. This disease, this condition, however, was known about to the great poskim in Europe. How do they know about it? Because the question arose with regard to an animal that has this particular condition. An animal that has this condition, does that render the animal a trefor, which means he can't be eaten, or it's not a trefor and he can be eaten? What's the definition of a trefor? Can't live for a year. Big machlokes. Most halachic authorities maintain that an animal that's suffering from this condition is considered a trefor. But the great Shagas Aryeh, who lived right here in Volozhin, do you know what he paskens? That it's not a trefor. So his father said to him in the dream, that becomes the reality. So in Volozhin, what is the reality? The MS is that the baby is not a trefor, he's not going to die within 12 months. But if you leave Volozhin and you go to other cities, where what? Where the psak there was that the animal is a trefer, well, that becomes the MS there. The MS, the reality there is, anybody, any animal or human being, suffering from this condition is considered a trefer. Which means you've just decided and sealed your own fate. You've now just decided that you cannot survive for 12 months. So why would you want to leave? Stay in Volozhin. This is the Astra de Mar, this is the place of the Shagas Aryeh, and you're now living in territory where the MS is, but you're not considered a trefor. So if I were you, I would stay here. He stayed there and he lived for several years, despite all the doctor's predictions and against all the odds. Because that's the kayach of the MS of Torah. We were given a Torah, that's why the Malachim got upset, because they wanted to remain in charge of the Torah. Not to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs, they had no interest or possibility to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs. But they wanted the MS of Torah to be decided by who? By them. But they lost that. Because in fact it's decided by Klal Yisrael. So I think now we come back to our initial question. We can answer the question. Asher bochar bonu mikol ho'amim. V'nosan lonu es teirosei. Rabbi Yonos Nebuchadnezzar asked, how can you possibly say that he chose us from all other nations and gave us the Torah, but he offered it to everybody? No! What did he offer to everybody? You can keep the mitzvahs if you want, but I'm not going to give away the Torah to you. Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim. How did he choose us from all other nations? V'nosan lonu es teirosei. He gave us what initially was his Torah, and then it became ours. That was unique to Klal Yisrael. I think we can just therefore say in conclusion, let's just go back for a moment to a Gemara we mentioned before. The Gemara says, why was Klal Yisrael, why were they given the Torah? So it says, Mepnei Shehein Azim. What does that mean, they were Azim? Do you know what the Pnei Yeshua says? Azim, don't make a mistake, says the Pnei Yeshua, of thinking that this is some derogatory term. It's a compliment. Have a az kanomer. What does it mean, az kanomer? One has to be firm, one has to be tough. Don't be embarrassed. What does Chazal say about the Talmud? Loi habayshin lomid. It's very good to be a baishin, but not when you're coming to learn. You have to be determined. You have to be tough. You have to be firm. Says V'Pnei Yeshua, do you know why? Because if you're firm and you're tough and you insist that you get to the bottom of it, eventually you'll hit the emes of Torah. He says the goyim don't have that stamina. The goyim don't have that stamina. They would never have had this midah of azus. They would have read the Torah and as they saw fit, it means this, it means something else. Oh, it doesn't. Fine, so it doesn't. Therefore, they never would have arrived at the emes of Torah. This fits in, therefore, so beautifully what we said before. We were the ones who were given the Torah. Do you know why? Because we're Azim, because we get to the emes of Torah. Ah, if you're capable of making maximum efforts of being Yogea B'Torah to get to the emes, then you indeed can be the deciders and the arbitrators of what indeed is the emes of Torah. So that therefore becomes a very simple question and answer in the Gemara. Why did Klal Yisrael get the Torah? Because they're Azim. Because they're the only ones who are going to arrive at the emes of Torah. Nobody else will. And that's what we mean when we say in the morning, Asher Bochar Bono Mikol Ha'amim. That way we were chosen, the goyim were not. Because even had they accepted the Torah, but they would never have been the ones to decide the emes of Torah. Therefore, in summary, we ask the question, Rabbi Yehuda's question, how can you say that we were chosen? Surely the Torah was offered to all the nations. So how many Terutim did we say? I think we said four. Number one, the Gemara, which is basically the way the Marashah learns, we were the only ones who had Har Sinai dangled upon us. So we were really coerced into accepting the Torah. That was not the case with the Goyim. Number two, we said Chasam Sofer, tremendous Chiddush, that we were the only ones that received the Torah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not through an intermediary party. Asher Bochar Bono means the Nosananu, he himself gave us the Torah. Number three, Alpida Beis Halevi, he disqualified all the other nations by putting them off. He told them all the don'ts, not all the do's. So they were dissuaded. In that way, we were chosen. But answer number four was, Asher Bochar Bono Mikolon, and how were we chosen? The Nosam Lonu, he gave us the Torah, such that we can really be the deciders of the emes of Torah, and that's how on Shavuos we can indeed say that it's not just Zman Matan Torah, but it's in fact Zman Matan Torah Seinu, because it in fact becomes our Torah. That would never have been the case with regard to the Goyim. That was uniquely the property of Klal Yisrael.